You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 36. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here with, once again, one more week, yay, John Brownstone, yay! We've got big news, but as always, there was a lesson to be learned in the middle, so we're going to share that this week. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at KaylaLords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at KaylaLords or stalk John Brownstone at SouthernSirsPlace.com. All links are in the show notes. So there's no ads this week, no begging, no asks, no me with my handout, none of that, but I definitely want to do the shout-outs. Thank you so much, Ashley, Brandon, and I am totally going to screw up your name, and I am so sorry, Mogans, for your support on Patreon. Thanks to y'all and everybody else who has supported either through Patreon or other ways. We should be able to get the new microphone next week, and so possibly, assuming there's no shipping problems, next week's microphone will be in and the sound will be better. And we could not have done it without your support and help. So thank you. So we want to get into today's show. And so here we go. He asked.
And she said yes.
And we're getting married, y'all. Oh my gosh. I feel the need to squeal. Or he's laughing at me. He's laughing at me. So for anybody who's like, but I thought y'all were married. No. We've lived together almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. We've been together truly in a good relationship for just over 3. And we've known each other for 3.5 years.
Right.
And I am looking at my very purple engagement ring right now. So here's what's funny. This week's show was going to be just me because I could wear the crappy headset with the mic and get better sound quality than what you got in episode 35. That sucked. But this was too important because, as with everything we do in our relationship, we learned something and we figured some stuff out about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I always think that these things translate into other relationships and that we can be the example of don't do that ever. So I'm gonna start and Daddy's gonna interrupt and we will go from there. So yes, we're married and that we're married. Lord, we're engaged. We're an old married couple. We're getting married. See, yeah. I'm so excited. I can't even speak. We're engaged. And I don't have to use that stupid term boyfriend. I am in my mid-30s, y'all. He is in his 50s and we have to call each other boyfriend, girlfriend because, you know, telling everybody he's my daddy and that I'm his baby girl, they don't get that.
Some wouldn't understand that.
So now I can say fiancé and, you know, woohoo. If you can't tell, I'm kind of giddy. I just got off the phone with one of my best friends, and it's the excitement's like crazy. But so I'm gonna back up probably a couple weeks. So we're DS, right? I mean, that's hello, this is why you're here. And when I tell you we communicate about everything, it's like ridiculous, okay? We know like the grossest details about one another. But we also can't really surprise one another very often because at some point you're going to have to say, I need to spend a few $100s, or you're going to have to say, you can't look in here ever. There's something here you're not allowed. So it's almost impossible to surprise one another, even though we try. And he probably could have done it, except he needed my ring size. And he couldn't get it while I was sleeping. So,
and she doesn't wear rings, so no. It's not like I could have just grabbed her.
Not anymore, back in the day. But even then, I wear costume jewelry. I never wear anything good. The last good ring I wore prior to this one was my old wedding band, and we're not going there again. Took that thing off and So I knew what was coming. I just didn't know when. But in an effort for him to attempt to surprise me, at least with timing and certainly with what it looked like, I didn't pick this out. He picked this out. All he knew is I wanted purple and I wanted it to be a set so that my wedding band would match it. And yeah, I've totally put on the wedding band already and tried it on. And it's beautiful. Anyway, and then we put it back and we put it away. So we had to keep secrets. He had to keep secrets from me, and I knew he was keeping secrets from me, and we don't like that. I mean, I recognize it's a secret for a good reason, but we had, like, an hour before he asked me to marry him, we had a huge blow-up. Not a fight. There was no raised voices.
No, it wasn't a fight.
We weren't arguing
at
all.
She had a meltdown.
Because I was over it. Here's the thing. I don't think this is just me and my Scorpio ways or my personality. I think this is when you're in a good relationship where you truly do communicate about everything. You have a connection with that other person. Now, some people develop it over decades together, and some people you just have it because you're that in tune with one another. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I hope one day you do. It's a magical feeling. But here's the problem. The moment you're off just a little bit...
You're off,
and you notice it, and you feel it. You don't know what the hell's going on, but something ain't right. And it took me a while. I figured out, and I didn't even want to say it because we got into a conversation today because I was afraid I was going to be topping from the bottom. Why? Because I know when Daddy is vulnerable. I know when he is exhausted and at his wit's end. And if I say something in my cutesy little baby girl way or my pouty baby girl way, I'll get what I want. And I want that, but I don't want that. Okay? So the baby girl side of me is like, hell yeah, do what you got to do, bitch. Get what you want. But the submissive side says, no, I don't like that. I want him to do what he wants to do, and I want to fall in line with that. So I've been holding back for about a week.
The baby girl is strong in this one.
Oh, goodness. Whose accent was that? Go ahead, say it.
Carry on.
He won't say it, but I'll tell you something else later. Some of y'all are going to die laughing. So, if you're not already. So we had it out today because I actually got up from the dinner table in tears because my 10-year-old was being, you know, a 10-year-old. The 6-year-old was traumatized because he lost a tooth that has been wiggly for a month, but he didn't want to lose that particular tooth yet, so he can't eat. Daddy's exhausted and withdrawn and not speaking to me, and I can feel this disconnect, and I don't know what the hell's going on, and I'm telling y'all, baby girl tears. I left the dirty dishes. I left the food that needed to be put up. I went to the bedroom. I got my phone and I hid until Daddy came to find me. Mm-hmm. And he rubbed my back and I cried and he admitted, yes, there's a disconnect and we're off and we couldn't figure it out. And then we started talking about it. And it's because the question he needed to ask, wanted to ask, and that I wanted him to ask, was hanging between us. And not just because he's trying to keep a secret from me, and that doesn't work when you communicate about every single solitary thing. It's because we've both been married before, and it's been shitty, and we know what that's like. And so here we are in our DS world where everything's going really well, and of course the question you're going to ask yourself is, will making a change, a huge change everything, you know?
Are we rocking the boat and messing with the status quo?
Right. And so by him not just coming out and saying something and me not listening to my instincts and saying, wait, something doesn't feel right, what's going on? It festered and it built to this point where he's looking at me with the saddest eyes saying, I know things aren't right, but I don't know what to do. And I'm looking at him like, I just want you to ask the question that I know you're going to ask, and just ask it. And then he did. And I have to tell you, for the submissives out there, if you were ever in this position, it is the strangest thing. So I will say, I didn't tell him this yet. Some of this he's hearing for the first time.
Uh-oh.
I could sense what was coming, even though he was giving the indication, but you never know. And he's the dominant, and so he could change his mind at any time. And what am I going to do about it? Not a damn thing. So I...
And she didn't know if it was just an elaborate mindfuck.
Right, exactly, because how does a submissive ever know if it's an elaborate mindfuck or not, right? So we're sitting on our back patio, very peaceful part, probably the most peaceful part of our house, and we're talking. It's what we do almost every night. And I wanted to be connected to him again, right? So I got down on my knees. And even though my kids and the neighbors totally could have seen, I was like, oh, I'd play that off if they did. I crawled over to him and I sat at his feet and I kneeled in front of him. And not in supplication. I wasn't all the way down. I was looking up at him. I was leaning into his leg. But I was like, this is where I need to be. This is my place. So then he tells me, and it's you know, it's tiled floor and I have bad knees. So he's like, baby girl, you need to get up. Go sit down. You're going to hurt your knees. I'm like, but I don't want to. This is where I want to be. But, you know, that was baby girl talking, and submissive me got her ass up and went and sat down the chair. And next thing I know, this dominant man gets down on bended knee in front of me, and I said, you stop that right now. You are not allowed to do that.
The look on her face was priceless.
I would rather kneel in front of him and have him ask me that question than him kneel in front of me, because as a woman being, you know, proposed to, it was like, oh yes, this, I didn't get this the last time. My ex-husband, there were so many things he didn't do, but this is one of those things he didn't do, and oh wow, this is overwhelming. Even though I've known it's been coming, we talk about everything. We've been talking about the what if we get engaged question for probably a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a surprise. If you're thinking, oh, I have to have the surprise and I have to have whatever your details are in your head when you know, if you ever get married again, and maybe you do need them. I thought that's what I needed. No. Mm-mm. I was still overwhelmed. It was still perfect. It was our back patio. We're completely in comfortable clothes. Nobody could see us. Nobody was watching us. We, you know, we're both introverted. We don't want people mm-hmm. watching us unless we're getting naked. That's completely different,
y'all. That's a whole different story.
That's kinky fuckery, y'all. So I start crying. And
it wasn't because of what I was going to ask her. It was because I was on my knee in front of her.
It was both of it. I really didn't like him kneeling. I really wanted to be kneeling. But I knew what was coming, and he was saying the most wonderful, sweet things about how I drive him crazy, but he still loves me. And I know, if you have not been listening to us for a while, let's say, I'm sorry if this is your very first episode and this is where you found us. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That actually is the perfect sentiment. My baby girl side is very needy, crazy driving side. The submissive side of me is much quieter, and that side doesn't get to come out very often.
You need to work on that.
I know. I am pushing that side down. No, I tease y'all. So he reminded me after we put the ring on that I actually hadn't said yes yet. So I fixed that, because he's not getting out of this on a technicality, okay? Just putting that out there. But I have to tell people this. This will be become part of this story for the rest of our lives. And I told him, we might have an 18-year difference, but he's going to be around for at least 40 more years, and I'm chasing him around in his wheelchair and my walker. We're going out together many, many years from now. But when we announced it to the boys, you know, they're 10 and 6. They don't get it. You know, they're like, what? But he got down, my daddy Dom, my John Brownstone, the man I love more than I have ever loved another person outside of my children, got down on one knee in front of my children and asked if he could be their stepdad. And if you're not crying right now, you have no soul. I'm just putting that out there. Okay, that's probably wrong. See, I'm high on endorphins, y'all. If I was capable of talking after we've seen in the club, this is what I would sound like. Wow. So, of course, my family knows. Thankfully, there's only two people in my family. It was not difficult to let everybody know. And my vanilla best friends know. And so we're kind of slowly telling people. And, you know, yeah, we're putting it in a podcast. And I think Daddy looked at me and went, really? You want to announce this in your podcast episode? And I thought, yeah, not because, okay, yeah, the announcement about the marriage, y'all, anybody who follows the blog, you know I'm going to be talking about this in different ways, however long it takes us to be engaged. Oh, and because I've already been asked twice, and this is, it's Wednesday, right? I don't even know what day it is, y'all. It's Wednesday when we're recording this. It's Wednesday when he asked me. I've already been asked twice if we have picked a date. Y'all, for anybody thinking it, y'all, I'm just trying to get used to being engaged. I'm still playing with the ring on my hand, okay? So, no, we don't have a date. But, you know, yeah, I'm sure I'll be talking about it. This isn't about, ooh, let's announce, you know, that we're engaged, even though there's a little bit of that, because apparently I've got an exhibitionist side. Like, it's crazy. But it's because we fell apart right before we came together in just a new way. And so I wanted people to know, you know, if you're in a new DS relationship, or even if you're already married and you turned your, you know, vanilla marriage into a DS marriage, cool. But weird stuff happens like that. And when you are in tune with your partner, you can tell, your instinct will tell you something's not right. And speaking as a submissive to other submissives out there, do not be afraid to speak up and say, hey, something isn't right here. Something doesn't feel right, and we're not connecting the way we normally do, and I don't like this. I can assure you that even through the tears, I was very respectful when I said all that. Did I drop some F-bombs? Of course I did, because that's what I do. Yes. But never directly.
Quite eloquently.
See, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Daddy. and that's, you know, yay, you know, congratulations because we're engaged. That's awesome. But that's what I'd rather you take away, though, is that you'll know. If something's not right between you, you're both going to know. And to the submissives out there, as I tell Daddy a lot, part of serving him is to bring him back. My daddy can go in his head and live there and not come out and talk to me. Like, he's, you know, working something through in his mind, and I can almost hear the gears turning, right? And some of y'all know...
smoke coming out of my ears.
Yeah, the smoke's coming out of his ears. And some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Whether you're in a relationship now or you have been in a relationship before, if you've had a partner you're close enough with, you know what that's like. Don't be afraid to say something, because the fact of the matter is, I would bet this about almost any dominant out there. They are not going to say to you, they're submissive, I'm stuck in my head, can you help me get out? Why? Because they're going to try and be a dominant about it, and they're going to try and fix it, because I have a feeling they think it's a weakness. He gives me the look, the raised eyebrow, like, oh, what you talking about, Willis? It is not a weakness, okay? It's just a part of being human, and to me, serving my daddy is to go in and get him when he falls down into his head too far, and I'm left on the outside, you know, knocking, going, hey, can I come in? You know, remember me, connect with me. So that's what I really wanted to tell you. Oh, and, you know, yeah, we're engaged. Of course I wanted to say that. I'm glowing right now. It might be coming through your speakers, whether it's your earbuds or your car, however you listen to the podcast. If there's a glow around you, that's probably me. Yes, I am very happy. Daddy, are you very happy?
Very.
Promise?
Yeah. Pinky promise.
Ooh, a pinky promise. Those are... I had to teach him what those were, but now he understands the importance and significance and the solemn oath you take in a pinky promise. So, do you have anything you want to say to everybody that won't make me cry again? Happy tears, but still. Because if you say nice things about me, I will cry. Please don't make me cry. You can say mean things about me. No, he's thinking about it. Ooh, let's see if we can make him cry. And that's what I get for leaving it open for the sadistic dominant. Anything you'd like to add, Daddy?
Well, I think part of what our disconnect came about from, I think if your submissive side was stronger, it probably wouldn't have been as bad for you. But you
baby
had
girl
that,
is strong in
yeah,
me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, you've got that baby girl impatient and...
I want what I want when I want it.
Yeah, that's right.
And yesterday would be better.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
And on that note, because we are in the closet, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, there's not enough room in here for
the
all that.
The kinky closet.
Right? The floggers and the crops are hanging, like, just a couple feet away, but there's no room in here for all that.
Bull whip right there.
You can leave that bullwhip alone, thank you. Red, okay, red. Okay, so now that we've dropped our own personal bomb on you, and then, you know, bared our souls a little bit more than I think we probably normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we go, I promised you at the beginning of the podcast that I had something that to tell you that would make some of y'all just laugh your ass off. And not everybody will get it, and it's okay. And if you don't, like, tap somebody on the shoulder and ask them, or, you know, email me and I'll tell you the significance. So I am awful at remembering dates. I know that's usually like a guy thing. They can't remember dates. No, That's a baby girl Kayla thing. I suck at remembering dates. If I had not been there for the birth of my children, I would not remember their birthday. Oh, I hate admitting that. So, I was talking to Daddy, and I said, okay, I need to remember this date. This is the date you asked me to marry you. This is a significant date in our lives. And then it dawned on me. You ready for it? May the 4th be with you. Oh, yeah. Keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll see you next week.